Government to heighten security of land registry. Zambia Railways Limited says the ongoing Africa Rail Conference presents a valuable opportunity for Zambia to engage with key industry players. In international news, President Cyril Ramaphosa has called a group of 59 white South Africans who have moved to the U.S. to resettle cowards. Copper Queens will face reigning Africa champions South Africa and Botswana in two international friendly matches.
And now, the Power FM News.
To present the lunchtime news, my name is Viola Chuma. Zambia Land Alliance Executive Director Patrick Musole has advised the government to ensure heightened security of the land registry to protect data from authorized access. Recently, government launched a land policy aimed at promoting digitalization of all land records. Mr. Musole has told our Copperbelt News Bureau that the move has an advantage of easy storage of data and it can be retrieved at any time. He said digital electronic documents can now be submitted from anywhere without applicants having to travel to Ndola or Lusaka as long as they have internet access. Mr. Musole said the digital electronic documents can also be signed electronically by authorized officials, making it easy for the ministry to have a good number of documents signed without any delay.
Digital electronic documents can now be submitted from anywhere without the applicants having to travel to Lusaka or Ndola, as long as they have internet access. The advantages of digital documents is that they are easy to store and to retrieve when required. They can also be signed using the electronic signature of the Commissioner of Lands by authorized ministry officials. Therefore, thousands of documents can be signed in a very short period of time. We therefore applaud government for implementation of this progressive provision of the policy. We would like to, however, urge the government to ensure the highest security of the land registry to protect the land data from unauthorized access and tampering.
In a move to support its workforce and complement government's efforts in providing affordable housing, First Quantum Minerals FQM, through its subsidiary FQM Trident Limited, has allocated 320 residential plots to its employees under the newly launched FQM Trident Employee Housing Initiative program in Kalumbila District. The mining firm has so far invested 7.1 million kwacha in the project towards preparing the land near its mining operation and laying the groundwork for what it envisions as a vibrant, self-sustaining community shaped by the people who live and work within it. Speaking at the groundbreaking ceremony, Kalumbila District Commissioner Brenda Sankisa lauded the project as a significant milestone not only for the mining firm but the entire Kalumbila community. Ms. Sankisa emphasized the critical role of secure and affordable housing in human and sustainable socio-economic development. Speaking at the same event, FQM Trident General Manager Scott Whitehead explained that the plots are accessible through payroll-based payment plans, ensuring affordability and inclusion, and that to further support home ownership, the company is providing building material loans of up to 150,000 kwacha to eligible employees. Meanwhile, Kalumbila Town Development Corporation Manager Michael Kabungo underscored FQM's unique approach in establishing a town in northwestern province designed to thrive beyond the mine's lifespan. In another development, stakeholders have noted with pride efforts aimed at advancing integrated water catchment management in Zambia through the AWARE 2.0 project. Representing GIZ AWARE 2.0 project, Dennis Hans applauded the collaborative efforts of stakeholders, stressing the importance of sustainable and integrated water management alongside cross-sector engagement. Mr. Hans further highlighted that successful catchment management requires time and efficiency, expressing hope that shared experiences within the project would inspire similar approaches elsewhere. This came to light when members of the Zambia NGO WASH Forum participated in a week-long governance in the Water and Food Nexus field visit to AWARE 2.0 project sites in Mazabuka and Monze, where key stakeholders convened to assess progress and share insights. Delivering remarks on behalf of Ministry of Water Development and Sanitation, Southern Province Senior Water Engineer designed Engineer Gibson Chingwalala Alice Namukonda emphasized the crucial role of water governance in tackling environmental challenges such as deforestation, land degradation, and climate change. Meanwhile, Parliamentary Caucus on Water, Sanitation and Hygiene PC WASH Member Engineer Christopher Kangombe outlined key changes in the budgeting process, advocating for rigorous sector budget analysis and increased local financing opportunities for water initiatives. Water Voices United Project Manager Mario Carrero underscored the vital role of civil society organizations and international NGOs in advocating